Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 15th. Today is tax day. Don't forget to get your taxes in. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 2.25 cents, May wheat down 3 cents, and May beans up 4 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar down 14 ticks. The USDA announced the sale of 140,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, most likely China. The weather over the weekend was really horrendous for a lot of the country. Chicago was hammered with 3 to 8 inches of ice and snow, a real mess out here, but it looks to get a little better over the next couple of days. But there is more rain in the forecast. Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin said that the trade talks are going well. He said they're in the final stages, whatever that means, but they were positive and the grains were able to rally. Corn a little bit firm off of the wet, cold weather. You know, we've got a month to get the crop in the ground. The longer-term forecasts say that things should open up with some opportunities out here, but we actually need to see some planting get done. I think we're at least a week away from getting anything done if we don't get any more moisture. South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin all getting hit pretty hard. Crop progress tonight should show corn planting behind. I was surprised to see the wheat didn't act better overnight. We were down 3 cents in Chicago, 3 to 4 cents in Kansas City. Considering the weather, I just can't believe we're not doing damage out here. For whatever reason, we sold off the wheat overnight. Maybe guys are buying corn and selling wheat against it or something. I don't know. If we could close the beans over 905, that would be a pretty good indication that more is going on out here. You know, if we do get a trade deal, if the Chinese buy anywhere near the amounts they've talked about, it could certainly be friendly for the grains out here. But the African flu is still an issue. They're talking about, you know, huge parts of their pig herd getting culled out here. So it certainly doesn't make for strong demand. We've got the Brazilians, you know, coming on board with a fair amount of export potential. So, you know, I think the pros are more likely to sell rallies than anything else out here. But hopefully we can get a short covering rally by the funds, give us an opportunity to sell more grain. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.